Good afternoon, everybody. Here I am, Pete Pastore, your host for the next hour right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. Listening Lyrics is a show with your host, Peter Pastore. And I'm going to start a song, and that'll sort of introduce the theme of this show. Here we go.
Search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon.
Sure, it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you, honey. Cause you got sense enough to know it's a sin to tell a lie.
All right, everybody, it's a sin to tell a lie. I'm going to keep it rolling a little bit in the background here because I'm going to have to ask my guests which commandment that says you shall not lie. I have no idea. So anyways, when I started the show, I was thinking of having a show that... centered around lying and honesty and all of that. But this is, I've done this for 13 years, and this has never happened. My guests walked in, and I forgot all about it. And here we are. Oh, my God. So to start this off with, let's just do this. Why don't we go around, introduce yourselves, and then we'll get my headset around all of this, okay? Start.
Yeah, hi.
Very close.
There I'm you. Chris, and I play guitar in Rainbow City Park.
Right.
I'm Danny. I sing in Rainbow City Park.
I'm Jake. I play bass in Rainbow City Park.
Okay. Jake. And what do you play, Jake?
I play bass.
Bass. That's yep. What you said. Okay. All righty. So now what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to introduce people exactly what kind of music you play and all of that. Let's pick a song to start with that you guys might be able to explain why you wrote it. So let's see, Rainbow City Park. And here we go. First thing up, Fruitless. Is that a good one to start with?
I'd say so.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about Fruitless.
Fruitless is the title track of our new EP that just came out in February. Yeah, I think that it's definitely a band favorite tune to play live. It's the song that kind of curated the direction of the next couple of songs that we've put out.
Okay. So you said it's a band favorite. What makes a particular song a favorite for a band?
It's fun to play. It's really fun to play.
Really? The others aren't any fun to play?
They're fun to play. These guys are over here nodding, too.
Yeah. So.
But yes, they're fun to play. All of them are fun, but this was the one that kind of, I guess, started the process of our EP direction. So.
Okay. Is this the first song you recorded for that EP?
I think it might be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun to play. We played it in Santa Cruz last week, and we actually had a mosh pit start when we played it, and we don't usually get mosh pits, so it has a lot of energy.
I have never, ever been... to a concert with a mosh pit.
Really? We'll have to change that.
Well,
it's never too late.
I'm up there in years, and usually for that to happen, what time did you guys come on and play?
Must have been 10:30, 11.
I'm in bed.
It was a late one.
I'm in bed. Let's play Fruitless, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Rainbow City Park Fruitless. Whoa. Did the song just cut out like that?
Yep.
Is that it?
Yep,
I thought it was me. I guess that's done on purpose. Or did you just get tired of playing? Oh, no one's answering.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of. Are you on this one?
No.
You're not on this
no,
one?
No, I am not.
Okay, all righty. So we talked a little bit about the song. While the song was playing, you mentioned you were going to be at some events here in Davis. Let's just talk about that to make sure people know. And we're talking with Rainbow City Park.
Yeah, so our band name is actually, I guess, an homage to Rainbow City Park in Davis. And
right.
So we love to play Davis. We love to come back and play. So we've got four shows on the books. And
wow.
That's probably the most that we've played in Davis in a given time.
Okay.
So we're playing a couple of sets during Picnic Day. You can catch us on campus and off campus.
That's next month.
That's right. That's going to be April 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. We are embarking on our first West Coast tour, 13
Whoa.
Days or 13 shows, 2.5 weeks
Where are you going?
All the way up and down the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington.
You doing Portland?
That's right.
Where?
That's a great question.
Kelly's Olympia is the name of the venue.
All ages?
I was just looking at
the reason I'm asking, I've got a 17-year-old grandson who would love to hear this.
Oh, cool.
Let me get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's the first time that we've gone on the road this long together. So
yeah.
Our last stop on tour is going to be in the one and only Davis.
Whoa.
So we're going to be playing the Tri-Co-ops on May 30th.
Okay, yeah.
And then last and certainly not least is Davis Music Fest we're
yeah,
coming
right.
back for.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, that'll be fun. And we talked a little bit about you guys are going to be in at Oddfellows, which is the premier spot for up-and-coming and established bands. So you're right in there.
Aww.
They're very nice.
We're very
yeah.
excited to play
yeah.
there.
So your music is, what can I say, full of life, full of energy. How do you sit down and write a song that you have that in a vision? Who does the writing? You do most of the writing? You do.
It's definitely a collaborative process.
Okay.
A lot of our songs will start with a chord progression and maybe a couple riffs.
Okay.
And then we kind of just, you know, start messing with it, tweaking with it.
Okay. So for someone who doesn't know a chord progression, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, Danny's the music major. She has a degree in music, so she knows all about
okay,
chord progressions.
Okay. So, you know, do boom, 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 boom. Do me a little bit of this, huh?
Yeah, it's just the order in which we, yeah, the order in which we put the chords
okay.
matters a lot in terms of how it's absorbed from a listener standpoint.
Okay.
So, yeah, we like to try absolutely everything in the practice room when we're first writing songs. So, yeah, this one came to be very energy-filled from the get because we were very inspired by Paramore when writing this song.
Okay.
So that's... Yeah, that's kind of where the energy came from.
Okay.
Writing this tune.
And from there you go to sharing it with the band, or do you keep playing with it in your head? And
this one originated with everybody in the room.
Okay.
So there
do
wasn't...
you write it out?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say so. It depends on the actual tune, because sometimes the progressions that we're talking about
right.
are mixing up so fast that we physically have to write it on a whiteboard to keep track while we're writing.
Okay.
In terms of lyrics, I have a journal that I'm just constantly scribbling in just to test things
really?
Out. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time when we're all in the room writing together. We've been writing a lot lately, which has been really fun. So
you guys are kind of, well, I don't know about unique, but those four guys, and I'm pointing to Abbey Road, the Beatles here, they never wrote anything. Right?
How do you mean?
They never wrote music.
Oh, they just played.
They just, you know, they remembered it. They hummed it to each other, and then someone else put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do it. I don't know of a lot of bands that actually write their music.
Mm.
it needs someone that's gone to school, I think, somewhat.
I think that it definitely requires a certain level of understanding with your chord progressions and such.
Okay.
We are lucky to have a couple of musicians in the band that can physically write it on manuscript paper and write out the actual parts as if we were reading it in like a band classroom.
Okay.
But I'd say that it's a little bit more skeletal than that.
Yeah.
We're trying to get more like feel and energy and how we want the song to be like, again, absorbed by the listener. So it's less of like, okay, let's go to C sharp diminished and then G. You know, it's more of just like, okay, how do we want the song to feel and how can we get there?
This one, the album, the EP was recorded where?
We recorded that at Panoramic Studios.
Okay, which is?
In Marin County.
Oh, okay.
It's a castle that they converted over into a recording studio.
No.
That overlooks the ocean.
No.
We spent like a week there.
How old is this thing? Not the castle, but how old is the record company?
It's actually not that old.
Oh.
The owner of Panoramic Studio is from Sacramento and ran a music studio out of Sacramento for a very long time before he decided to trek out to Marin County. He is cool. It's a cool spot.
I'd love to get him on.
Yeah.
No, not on. I want to go there and record a show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
sure. Wow, that sounds like a vacation spot. Did you have a producer?
We sure did. We worked with Mike Vernon Davis out of Seattle.
Okay, how did they add stuff?
He added a lot to the record. I feel like when we came in, the songs were like 80% there. And
right.
I feel like he was the glue that brought everything together and made it cohesive.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Jake, when you joined the band in January, so you're the newbie.
Yep, that's me.
How did you get to meet these guys?
Just through being a musician in Sacramento and Davis, you know, being in social circles and whatnot and playing shows with similar bands and that kind of thing.
Right.
I just got lucky being in the right place at the right time.
Wow.
He was actually at our first show.
Yeah, I was.
Yep.
He also saved my butt before a show once. I came into a music shop, and he saved my butt.
How?
He was able to get this battery out of my acoustic guitar that I could not finagle.
Okay.
So my strategy was, if I do this any harder, it's going to break. So I'm just going to take it to the music shop so that if they break it, then it's not on me. Yeah, exactly. And it just so happened to be Jake who didn't break it. He fixed it.
We're going to play another song here, and then we'll get back to the band Rainbow City Park. I think I'm going to play, just because the title looks interesting, Water Under the Bridge. Okay, here we go.
Under the bridge.
You know, Peter, you asked me a question. You asked, have you ever been to a landfill?
Yes.
And the answer is yeah, but I haven't actually been to the Yolo County Central Landfill. And as part of its integrated waste management program, the Yolo County Central Landfill offers drop-off for hazardous waste on Fridays and Saturdays and no-cost pickup by appointment for seniors and residents with disabilities. The landfill is located north of Davis on Country Road 28H. For more information, visit yolocounty.org/living/landfill.
Danny, do you know if that's eco-friendly?
I mean, I would like to hope so.
Because there's a an audio ecotone. The audio ecotone with your guide, Eddie Ott, is an offbeat path journey into the zone of sounds old and new, music of the last 100 years, familiar and strange, mainstream, and just about out of left field. Tune in Fridays from 3 to 4 on K-Dirt.
It's a great show, Eddie Owl. Eddie Out.
Out.
Yeah, Eddie Out. How do you spell out?
O-W-T.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, guys. That was perfect. I loved it. The landfill is fun to visit because they have what they call the Blue Barn. And whatever people bring there, if the worker bees there decide it's worthy of selling, they'll put it in the Blue Barn. And I bought a recumbent bike there once. Just boom, it was perfect. I didn't like to ride it that much, so now it's up for sale. But anyways, the Blue Barn. You guys must be fairly good on stage because you had a little interaction going here. You sort of know what you're doing, you know. It's not all brand new to you. You know what I'm saying? Do you chat a lot with your audience?
I chat too much oftentimes with the audience. And sometimes I don't chat enough. I feel like it's different every time we play.
Okay.
Depends on the amount of alcohol, probably.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, the allegations whoa. In this oh. building.
Oh, wow. There's probably some truth to that. I saw a movie. It was Swedish, and it was about four school teachers in either a high school or a college, and they decided that if they had an alcohol level of either 0.5 or 0.05, they did better teaching, and so they started drinking during work.
0.5 and 0.05 are very different.
So just to get a slight buzz, I guess it'd be 0.05?
I hope so. I hope okay. they're not teaching at 0.5.
Nope.
I hope they're
so,
not.
No. But so what happened was they started getting like, oh, it's not hitting me so much. So now it's to 0.08 and then 0.1. And all of a sudden, two of them just couldn't function anymore. So interesting movie.
Very unhealthy.
So I'm only saying this because don't get in the habit of doing that because it'll go down the wrong track.
I believe that.
There was an article that I read recently with Rebecca Zahner from Japanese Breakfast, who's like a really big indie band that we like.
Right.
And she was talking about how her like fame was kind of like it happened overnight. Like
right.
her album or Japanese Breakfast album and her like book
right.
both got huge at the same time. And they started touring a lot more. And she was talking about how before when they were playing shows like once or twice a week or like,
right.
you know, kind of spirit, like not all the time.
Right.
She could like get away with drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
But then when she's playing every night, five nights a week, and there's like a certain level, like a certain caliber that she needs to be performing to.
Yeah.
That was like an adjustment for
yeah.
her.
And pretty soon you're unable to adjust properly,
yep. totally.
Probably. Yeah. Anyways, you're looking at me like maybe you're drinking too much. I'm talking to Jake.
Never.
No? Never?
Never.
Really?
No, nope, that's not me at all.
You don't drink?
No. Not before a gig.
Oh, I see. Because my 21-year-old granddaughter does not like alcohol at all, which is kind of surprising because I like a little Maker's Mark once in a while and a little wine and Dutch gin. So, but anyways.
Danny and I were just talking like a week or two ago about how both of us didn't start drinking until after we were 21, which I feel like is pretty rare. Most kids like dabble.
When you're 14 or 15.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Where do we go from here? We're going to talk a little bit more about your music because I'd like to stay focused on that. And the writing part is specifically of interest to me. And since the show's called Listening Lyrics, you're the lyric person, right? Talk to me a little bit about lyrics. So does it come like instantly, or does it come like you're walking around and you see, this sign and the word pops up and all of a sudden something happens? I don't know. Talk to me about this.
It is a mixture of things. It could be immediate, something that just pops into my head that feels catchy. It could be a very lengthy process of journaling and sorting out certain endeavors and situations in my life to apply to a tune. I've noticed that at least with this EP that there is an eclectic combination of those things. One of the songs that I'm about to start talking about was lyrically done at the studio. It's called Chalk. And this tune, I came in with maybe 30% of the lyrics done. I had the chorus hook, but then I changed practically everything when we were there. It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel like it was saying enough. I holed away at the studio while everybody was recording guitars and bass and figuring out tones. I sat in a closet or on a tree stump or in the kitchen and was just, again, with my journal, trying to find the right words for the song that needed to be done within like 4 days.
Okay, so we're going to play the song and we're going to listen to the words and talk about it a little more. Do you also write poetry?
Not so much, but I do dabble.
Do you have anything that you can just recite in
Absolutely
your head?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's a good answer. Let's listen to and pay attention to the lyrics here. Chalk, Rainbow City Park.
That could fill galleries.
Chalk, Rainbow City Park. From their EP, Fruitless. And you can listen to Fruitless on, I guess, most streaming services. And do you have a website?
We do, rainbowcitypark.com.
And the music is available on that?
Yep.
All your touring is available?
Yep.
Pictures of each one of you? A little bio of each one of you?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, alrighty. Like okay, so we talked about the lyrics of Chalk. You talked about how you had 30% of the lyrics finished, and the 70% came while the other guys were recording. Tell me, what was the difficult part?
The difficult part was the 6 months leading into going into the studio, because the song didn't feel done when we started recording it. As a matter of fact, I was fully convinced going into the studio that we weren't even going to have that song on the EP because it was so unfinished on my part. So, when we went in there, I was a little bit nonchalant the first day. I was like, okay, I'm going to work on it. We're going to see what happens. Hopefully something happens.
Right.
The guys were so excited about the song.
Oh.
And our producer's so excited about the song. And I was like, okay, like I need to pull myself together.
Right.
I need to get this done. So,
Good for you.
A lot of time working on that one.
Good for you.
It was really fun. It was fun to be in that space at Panoramic Studio and like really exert as much creativity as I possibly could, see if I could come down to the wire, you know?
Right. Let's start with Chris. What's your favorite part of the whole music business? Performing, recording, writing, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of different elements of the music industry.
Okay.
All those things you listed, there's things to love about all of it. But if I were to pick one, I think it would have to be writing.
Okay.
I really like bringing an idea to the group, like the collaborative component
of
writing.
Right.
And watching something like flourish and turn into something that's like no longer just mine, it's the group's.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like
that's
what I love about music.
Okay. And Jake, how about you?
I'd say probably sharing like the creative experiences, you know, whether it's writing something or whether it's, you know, playing a new song for the first time to a new crowd, you know, or that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, just being able to like really like build something together and share that with people that'll hopefully resonate with. You know,
it's a really
strong feeling.
Yeah. And we've sort of already covered what your favorite is, but let's remind the audience.
Well, the guys are so right that they're like every creative aspect about it is the favorite part.
Right.
I love recording. I love recording harmonies. I love writing with the guys. Performing is like soul food for me, for sure. I feel I'm now getting to a point this year where if I don't play a show at least once a week, like I can feel a difference in my body, in my mind. Like I want to be playing as much as possible. So
is it an adrenaline rush? Is that what you're missing? Or just the fact that you're putting a piece of yourself out there and sharing it with the public?
I think it might be a little mix of the adrenaline, I think that it's really like an unspoken connection that you make with your band members when you're up there.
Yeah,
and it's just like a new level of fun. And then there's the connection that you make with your crowd. Hopefully, you know, it could go one of two ways.
Yeah, that's good, because that leads me right to my next question. If you sense, and I'm sure you've sensed, you're losing a crowd, you've lost them. What's your trick to get them back? Is there a trick to get them back? Let's start with Chris here.
I know the trick. We have a trick.
Oh, you do have a trick.
Well, one, we don't lose crowds. Just kidding.
No.
It happens, right? Like, if you're playing a long show and you're the fourth band on, if it's past 10 o'clock, right? Like, there's a lot of things that could mix with this.
Right.
But we do have a trick, and it is we played the song Fruitless.
Oh.
Fruitless is like a huge energy shifter of our sets. And
okay.
So I think that we're really selective about where we put it, whether
right.
we play it first, whether we play it in the middle, whether we play it last. Because it's one of those that I feel that we share so much of that energy on stage, because it's just so fun to play,
right.
that we can at least cross our fingers, which has worked out for us so far, that energy will be translated.
Okay, okay. So you got a song to go to. What if you've already sung the song?
We just played again. We just played a couple of times.
The other thing that Danny's done a few times that I like is she'll ask the audience if they have pets.
Oh.
And then she'll ask them to prove it. So she'll, like, show, like, people start taking out their phones and showing us their pets.
Like, they'll just pull their phone up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And nice, yeah.
And that is a great addition to the set, in my opinion. I love that part because people, I mean, see their pets in a way that nobody else gets to see their pets. So they get the best photos, they get the best moments, and then I just get to see the best of the best compilation here. Also buys me time to tune my guitar or whatever's
happening.
You're going
to have to write a song about pets.
Oh, yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Idea. Her name's Dottie.
Ah, nice.
She has a little dot on her nose, and that's why her name is Dottie.
What color is the dot?
It's gray.
Okay. So
she really reminds me of, like, Kathy Bates, if you're familiar.
Yes, I'm
familiar. Kathy Bates can be scary.
I know.
Like the Stephen King movie?
Kind of like the American Horror Story version of her. I brought her home, and she just puts off a very, like, mature and judgmental energy. So when I brought her home, she very much just stared at me for, like, 2 hours straight.
Wow.
And we were sussing each other out, trying to figure out what was going on. So that's, yeah.
Before we go on, I have to remind our audience that KDRT does take donations in the form of cars. If you've got a junker or a car you don't want anymore, all you have to do is go to kdrt.org and you'll see a little link there. And right now, we are even taking Teslas. So there might be a few people out there that are thinking, you know, that would be a worthy thing. I could give my Tesla to a nonprofit, maybe get a little tax break, and you're helping a worthy cause. So whether it's a Tesla or your old beat-up Subaru, we're interested. KDRT.org. We're back with Rainbow City Park. I think what I'm going to play next is Provincial. Tell me a little bit about that song.
That song is written about letting things go and how things won't always go your way, but it's really not that big of a deal.
Perfect. Rainbow City Park, a song called Provincial. Ooh, a little guitar work there. Huh? Very nice, yeah. All righty, we've got about 6-7 minutes left. We're going to ask you again where you're playing in Davis coming up soon, or even around here in Davis. You know, the funny thing with a small community radio station like this, once the internet came out, and then all of a sudden the radio station started thinking, oh, my God, we can simulcast this, which we're doing. And then all of a sudden someone said, okay, let's make all the shows podcasts. So we're on Apple Podcasts. This show will be. So all of a sudden our audience is from all over. And it's kind of interesting because sometimes I'll get a note from, you know, Israel or Australia saying, hey, that local group you had on, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of cool, yeah. But anyways, where are you going to be in Davis soon?
Our first Davis show is going to be Picnic Day. We're playing two shows that day. We do this once a year where we play two sets in a day.
Okay.
We're going to see if we can make it three one day. But it's two. We're going to do on campus. We're playing on campus about 3 o'clock in the main quad area.
In the quad, yeah.
Yeah.
They have one big stage there, right?
And I then believe so. Then yeah, another they've got a couple going.
Yeah, yeah. And another stage. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we'll be on the main quad stage. And then earlier in that day, keep an eye out for a house show put together. And we'll be there.
Okay.
That's going to be our warm-up. And then in addition to that, we're coming back on May 30th. It's going to be our hometown show after being on tour for 2.5 weeks going across the West Coast. So we're going to be, we'll be warmed up by then. It'll be a good show.
It must be rather exciting for you guys to do this. One car, one van, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. One van and one U-Haul.
Oh, and a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Make sure you keep an eye on that at night. Ooh.
This is true.
Ooh, yeah. It can be dangerous out there. So staying in the van or in the hotels?
It's probably going to be a mix. Might do some camping. It's
nice.
Back half of
yeah,
May, so
yeah.
Weather should
nice.
Be nice.
Do you need a driver?
That's usually me.
Damn, I was going to apply for the job.
Yeah. Send an application.
Jake and I were just talking about this on the way over to the station today. This is the longest that we'll ever be on the road, and the longest that Chris has been not behind the wheel is maybe like 2 hours in the last 3 years. So
that's true.
We're going to have to sort something out.
Okay.
We're
going
to have
to
relieve him of his posts.
So you're starting in Davis. You're going to hit the Bay Area?
We're ending in Davis, actually.
You're ending. Okay,
yeah.
So where are you starting?
At the bottom of California, San Diego.
Whoa, and you're traveling all the way up into...
I think the furthest north that we're going is Olympia, right?
Wow.
Tacoma. Washington.
Who sets all of this up?
This guy right here, Chris O'Keefe, guitarist and connoisseur of Rainbow City Park.
Wow. Okay. Can I ask you how you do that?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of research.
A lot of begging?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
How
do you find... Well, you can ask your musical friends in the community that maybe have been in places, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the internet makes everything
easy
to research.
Yeah.
There's some websites like Bands in Town, which you can see, like, you can look up a band, like Rainbow City Park,
right.
And you can see the history of all the shows they've ever played.
Okay.
And so that's, like, a really good place to find
venues. Oh, wonderful.
And so I've created, like, spreadsheets and databases of venues.
Oh, my God.
And then kind of the same thing with bands, too, like, just doing a lot of research of who's played with who and... taking note of some of our favorites. And
Chris is very much a spreadsheet guy, so much so that one time we brought a very, very well-organized spreadsheet to our show at Goldfield Midtown, and they posted it up and framed it in their office, and they gave it an A++.
So that shows you some people that book acts like it when you're organized.
Some.
Not like yours truly.
Huh?
Good
some.
God. Yeah, good Lord. Okay, so you're doing that. You're coming home. You're going to take a break. And then when's your next album or EP?
That's a fantastic question that we will absolutely be able to answer the next time that we see you.
Okay. All righty. We're going to go out with another song. Let's see, the one we haven't played yet. And then we will have covered everything in this EP, Foresight.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Well, let's see, how long is Foresight? Yeah, that'll probably be the end of it. So tell me about Foresight.
Foresight's another tune that changed a lot in the studio. It came in lyrically finished, but it came out a different song.
Right.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun recording this one with you guys. So
that song we reworked probably 35 times. We just kept on bringing it back and reworking it over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that song for probably a year and a half before we actually recorded it.
Do you have other songs right now you haven't recorded?
Yes.
That you're going to find? Good. Okay. Well, I wish you would have brought your instruments. I would have had you play one. No. Rainbow City Park, Chris, Jake, Danielle, thank you so much for coming. Give a shout out to the members that aren't here.
Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to Nick.
Okay. And they'll be with you on this tour?
Gosh, I hope so.
Okay.
Wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. I've been your host on Listening Lyrics, Peter Pastore. And again, I want to thank Rainbow City Park, and we're going to go out with Foresight. Here we go. Thanks again.
Thanks, Peter.